This is Judy Garland.
This is David Bowie.
Alice Cooper here. Yes, that Alice.
This is Bobby Bear.
This is Aurelio Voltaire, and you're listening to the Sounds of Halloween.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. And that is just a couple days away, depending on when you're listening to this episode, of course. The Sounds of Christmas station switches to Halloween music on the 1st of October. I get questions about that a lot, and I even reposted a blog about it recently on the Sounds of Christmas website, and I've recorded similar podcast episodes about it in the past. But since this is starting up in just a couple days, I thought it was time to talk about it again. This is a tradition I started years ago in the early days of the Sounds of Christmas station. I'm going to share that story once again, the how and why the Sounds of Halloween happened in the first place. Like most families, Halloween and Christmas have always been big at our house. Lisa and the kids are on the Halloween side while I'm with Santa. I learned long ago not to try and convert any of them. I think what happened at Disneyland once explains it best. In one of the studios at California Adventure, you could use this machine to determine which hero or villain you were. I was Tarzan. All three of them were villains. Oh well, they love me anyway. So, as we move toward October, I get super busy working on the new season of The Sounds of Christmas. While the station stays on year-round, I had decided to make a change in October, turning The Sounds of Christmas into The Sounds of Halloween from October 1st through Halloween night. I admit, mostly, this was just for my family. While I kick the tires and otherwise make sure everything is set to go for the coming season of The Sounds of Christmas, especially loading lots of new music. But in doing this that first time, I found that there were a lot of other people that also love Halloween and Halloween music. So, year after year, I've expanded the Halloween playlist, finding more and more Halloween music. With all that said, the other question I get a lot is, what is Halloween music? Well, some of it's pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, Ghostbusters, songs about things you associate with Halloween. Ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, and witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny, and most are somewhere in between. While there are some kids' songs, like The Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language. And some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids either. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. And like The Sounds of Christmas, I add new stuff to The Sounds of Halloween every year. Like this year with the new song Ghost from Rob Thomas's new album, plus Fawn's new Halloween singles, and Hannah Gill's album Spooky Jazz Volume 3. On The Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic. And I do the same thing with the Halloween tunes. For example, I have over a dozen versions of Bad Moon Rising, around 30 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, and over three dozen different takes on I Put a Spell on You. Though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate songs and artists so you won't hear the same songs and the same voices over and over. During The Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and over a dozen versions of Monster Mash. And I play lots of movie and TV songs, including animated classics, new releases, and even at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. As a further example, and to give you a better idea of what I mean by Halloween music, here are a dozen songs I randomly shuffled from the Sounds of Halloween library as I put together this podcast episode. Buster Doss and his Arkansas Playboys, Graveyard Boogie. Joe Louis Walker and Waddy Wachtel, Werewolves of London. Say Hi, These Fangs. Leon Russell, I Put a Spell on You. Rob Zombie, They Are the Munsters. King Luan, No Vampires Remain in Romania. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Delta Ray, Dance in the Graveyard. Run DMC, Ghostbusters. Otis Redding, Trick or Treat. Harry Gold and His Pieces of Eight, The Ghost of Old Man Moe's. The Hoodoo Guru's Death Ship. You probably recognized some of those songs and probably some of those artists, but maybe, at least in some cases, not both. You might not have realized some of these artists had recorded a version of something, like Run DMC's version of Ghostbusters. Now, I have a bunch of versions of Ghostbusters, including the original by Ray Parker Jr., of course, and I play that version and Run DMC's version and many others, including a live version from Bruce Springsteen. Hope that makes sense. One thing that is different this year from most of the previous years, although I did it last year, is that the Sounds of Halloween will run until 6 a.m. Eastern on November 1st. That way, the west coast of the U.S. and even Hawaii will get a chance to finish celebrating Halloween before the new season of the Sounds of Christmas begins. I hope you enjoy this upcoming celebration of Halloween throughout October, and then the new season of the Sounds of Christmas will be here starting November 1st. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit and some Halloween spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Halloween, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.